There is no doubt that one of the most shocking expressions Jesus ever used is the one we came across in the Gospel of today. How painful, how hurtful had to be for the chief priests and elders of the people to hear that the most hated people they had, I mean tax collectors and prostitutes, were entering the kingdom of God before them. And that was exactly what the Lord said to them, that the most rejected, the completely dismissed, the tax collectors and prostitutes were entering the kingdom of God before them. And I suppose it is not heresy if we ask why. What's the reason for this shocking saying? The Lord Himself explained that when He added, "When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did." This is the main difference. We all need God's grace. We all need God's help, God's mercy. That's something we all need. But there are people that recognize that they are in need before other people. And that's what Christ is pointing to. He is showing that some people, namely tax collectors, prostitutes, and the like, that sort of people, they first recognize that they were needing God, that they were sinners. All the preaching of John was, as the Lord recollected, was preaching righteousness, preaching about justice is other possible translation. But justice here is not the justice in distributing goods among people. Justice here is about the relationship with God. To be just is to be in proper relation with God. That's the meaning of the word. Almost every time we come across it in the New Testament. Righteousness, justice, is all about the relationship with God. And the preaching of John the Baptist was about this relationship, this broken relationship on the side of man. The result, the goal of John's preaching was that everyone had to be aware that we are sinners and we need a new relationship, a new covenant, a new alliance. Not everyone was ready to accepting this preaching. In fact, people with a very good opinion of themselves, people like the chief priests and the elders, they were very proud of themselves and they were pretty convinced that they had everything they need. So they were less able to recognize that God and only God can save us. Now I wonder whether they were conscious that they were in need of salvation. It was a lot easier for tax collectors and prostitutes. It was so plain, it was so clear that they were sinners, that they themselves recognized that. And that's the beginning. That's the first, only the first, but the definite step in the long road towards the kingdom of God. So they are going ahead, because they were able to recognize that they were sinners. And when we recollect that we are sinners, when we recollect that we are in need, we can change. That was the point in the first reading. You can change, for good or for bad. That will be your decision. That's up to you. But the fact is that you can change. And the beautiful part is the part regarding the sinner. If the sinner turns from the wickedness he has committed, if he does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life. This is the promise of the Lord. And this promise is valid today. You can turn your life in a different way. You are not chained. You are not slave of your past. You are builder of your future. If we unite these two readings, we understand that there is a tremendous message here. We have a future, and we can change our future. But the real way to change for good our future, for the good, is to recognize that we are sinners and that we need God. That's the way of speeding the trip towards the kingdom of God. As we continue this celebration, we thank God for His mercy. We thank God also for Jesus' bravery. You know what? The same people Jesus was preaching to in the gospel, that very same people, they were the ones who killed him. These words, this preaching of salvation, was preached at a very, very high cost. In fact, Jesus gave up his life for this preaching, for announcing that we are in need and announcing that we need God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your bravery. But thank you, above all, for your kindest and merciful love.